GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, and it's been too long since we welcomed Bob Cutler from Novio's Bistro behind the BPG and SS7A. How was your trip to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Mr. Man?
It was awesome. It was the first time I've been out to Jackson where work wasn't the primary focus, and it was wonderful.
Did you get some rest?
Yeah, I slept until 7.
Wow. Were you a skier?
They don't have a lot of great snow. We have better snow than they do right now.
Really?
Yeah, so we opted for après and not as much skiing.
Now, for those that don't know, this may be the first time they've heard the term après.
Après is the party after you ski. And we just went to some amazing parties and talked to some great people and listened to some great music, had some wonderful food, had maybe, this is what my big takeaway from Jackson Hole was. Jackson Hole does margaritas better than any other place that I have been to in a very long time.
Those are some bold words right there.
Yeah, I actually found Cat Gentleman. I don't know if you remember Cat.
Mangy Moose.
She makes a spicy margarita that is infused with strawberry and pineapple that was absolutely phenomenal. I would have given her all the jewels in my life if I could have had that recipe for the rest of mine.
We were just about to ask if you brought back any awesome recipes you're going to bring to the bistro.
She told me, she's like, Bob, you could do this. She's like, take a guess of how I do it. And I like made my guess and she's like, yeah. And she just corrected one thing and she's like, yeah, you can do it.
So is that going to be on the menu sometime
soon? Not anytime soon. Okay. Strawberry and pineapple in January season is not what I'm thinking.
Well, it cures scurvy, doesn't it?
You know where I think it would be great is, I think it would be great at Birdie's.
You know, some people...
The golf course.
Yeah, the golf course would do well.
Some people are cooks, and one little thing in their recipe will make a difference. Is that the same with making cocktails?
Salt.
If you get one thing wrong, it screws it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think cocktail making is more similar to baking than it is to cooking. And baking, everything has to be measured and by weight, or should be. A lot of times it'll be done by weight because a cup of flour is different if it's packed or loose. But a weight, X many grams of flour is the true thing. So that's why when we make like syrups or other things in the restaurant for the bar, we're still weighing sugar and we're still weighing water and we're still weighing because we get a more consistent amount. And then everything is measured. We measure every single cocktail. Like the jigger is my favorite tool in making a cocktail because if you're not measuring, you can never duplicate greatness.
I remember you telling us that during a Zoom from the bistro during the pandemic. You said, if you're not measuring, you're not mixing right. What did you bring into mix today?
I wanted to talk about 2026 trends. Two of the trends are featured in this cocktail. One is everyone is predicting the great crash of American whiskey. And I would say we're already seeing that in a lot of markets. And I would say at Novio's, we're seeing it as well. But when one thing goes down, one thing goes up. And what we're seeing, we see two things going up right now. We're seeing wine jump up.
Hallelujah.
And we are seeing tequila move up slowly. So that is one of the things that we're seeing. And the other thing we're seeing is lower alcohol level and cocktails that feature vermouth and Amaros going up. And that really excites me. Pre-pandemic, Amaros were just starting to get big in the U.S. So an Amaro is a spirit or wine-based ingredient that is featured with bitter notes and earth notes. So it could be anything from like gentian root would be a primary thing, but then it could have like artichoke notes or, you know, there's a hundred different vermouths. And then Campari, Aperol, Chinar, China, like all of those animals were just getting big. The pandemic came. People didn't know how to use them as readily at home.
Ah, I see. Yeah.
And they stopped getting big because they didn't have bartenders standing across the bar talking to them about it. And that's what bartenders drink. Bartenders drink things that help with digestive notes and like bitter things because we're bitter, dark-souled people. So a lot of those things kind of went by the wayside. They're now starting to come back. And what people are doing is they're, instead of spirit-forward cocktails, they're looking for Amaro and vermouth featured cocktails. So they still want great flavor profile and they want the story. They want something a little bit lower alcohol, and they sometimes don't want something with bourbon in it. So we're making so a Martinez is rye,
like Pedro.
A Martinez is in the martini family, and it features sweet vermouth and rye as the equal portions, right? So it's not spirit forward. And then it will have a little, like a quarter ounce of maraschino liqueur.
And that is what you've mixed up right now in front of us.
And that is, that is the sweetness component to it.
Even as Bob is giving us an exposition in what's going on in trends, he is at the same time, and if you have sharp ears, you heard him mixing. So you took equal portions.
Sweet vermouth and... What I did is I subbed out the rye and I used tequila. So I don't know if we call it a Mexican Martinez. I don't know. I mean, if you,
doesn't Martinez already sound Mexican?
Yeah, I don't know. And then a little bit of the maraschino liqueur.
And you put it into a
mixing tin, stirred it with ice to, for dilution and for to chill it, to get it cold. And then put it into a coupe glass.
Sidebar, Your Honor, how much dilution do you get in that time?
20%.
In that short time when you were stirring.
I know that because I've measured my drinks. So I know what volume of liquid I put in, and then I measure the volume of liquid I take out.
This is chemistry.
That way I know my dilution rate.
Yeah.
And that way, as long as I'm using the same ice and the same materials, if I change my ice, my dilution rate will be different. Like if you use pebble ice versus Big Stone or anything else, the ice dilutes differently in the drink, and then that affects the flavor.
Okay. So take us back to best neighbor in the world. Steve right now is drooling.
Hi, Steve. So that's two of the two of the trends is more tequila and tequila that is properly made. Tequila is going through. I think you're going to see a lot of lawsuits and a lot of
what?
Oh yeah. So tequila has rules in order to call it tequila, and a lot of brands have taken some liberties with the rules because there is no like true, it's not like enforced like it is in France with wine.
Yeah.
It's
or bourbon is
or
really
bourbon or yeah. So people have taken some liberties and there has, I'm not going to call anyone out, but if you have like a house of friends, you could probably figure out real quickly, you know, who's doing this. That's my hint, by the way, house of friends. But they're doing like additives. They're adding flavor. They're adding, they're cheating the process. They're not using the right agave. They're not using enough agave. So there's some class action lawsuits right now against some major brands that are owned or used to be owned by celebrities. Unknown if how much the celebrities actually know what's going on with the production process. But it's...
I had to look it up. House of Friends. Okay, I got it now. Thank you.
Yeah.
George knows Spanish. I should have leaned on you in that moment, George.
Right.
What is House of Friends in Spanish?
Well, I'm not really sure. Amigos.
And what is house?
What is house?
Casa.
Yeah.
Okay. Mystery solved.
So... there, you're going to start seeing people trending towards different tequilas that are known to be additive-free flavor, like no added flavor and produced the right way. I actually grabbed Lalo, which is a wonderful tequila that meets all those things.
Song by Eric Clapton?
It just got bought by Tito's recently. So you're going to see probably this price go down a little bit, and you're going to see it more readily available. But I love this tequila. And Tito's has a good reputation of doing things the right way. And I think you'll see that trend continue with this brand. Common is another great one. Yeah.
The label says for me to drink this, because I haven't ever.
You can see that?
I can see that. Turn it sideways. Sideways. No, the other way.
100% agave?
It says, inhale, sip, then exhale. Is that how I'm supposed to drinks this?
No, that says George Hale sip. No. That's what it says.
No, it says inhale, well, I sip, think, comma, exhale.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of times what you can gather more notes of anything. Like you, when you, this is a whole conversation about sipping now. When I sip to bourbon or whiskey, I oftentimes will close my eyes, open my mouth, introduce myself to it with an inhale breath and a sip. That way you get all those notes throughout your whole body. I think it's a good way to sip. I think that's a good way to enjoy things and to experience.
You talked about this on the program before. By opening your mouth and inhaling, you're getting the notes and it comes through mouth to nose. I'm not an ear, nose, and throat doctor, but it makes sense.
But we know one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. And talk to them. How does that, you're going to take a sip of that?
I would like to. I was just talking a lot.
Okay. And this again is called the Martinez.
That's wonderful.
The Martinez.
I like vermouth, and we've talked about vermouth. Oh my God, that's better than wonderful. The thing I like is when vermouth is like stored properly. If you go to a bar and the vermouth is on the shelf everything, like, you know that vermouth is not going to be good. And vermouth should be in your fridge, deep in your fridge, for a short amount of time. And then when you know it's getting close to expiring, batch it with whatever you normally make it with. So if you are drinking the Martinez, go ahead and pre-batch the cocktail. So you're bringing the proof point up, because vermouth is wine-based. You can't hold wine forever in a bottle after it's been opened. You have to drink it, use it, store it, or dump it in a short amount of time. So just be responsible with it.
Same with Amaro. Amaro's got
to
be...
Amaros are spirit-based. For most Amaros are spirit-based, so they don't have to be held in the fridge, and they don't have to be... they don't have that short shelf life. Most. There are some that are wine-based. You just have to know your Amaros.
I knew... You taught us that vermouth should be carefully refrigerated.
Yes.
I thought Amaros should be carefully refrigerated.
Not all Amaros.
I dumped out an entire bottle thinking
which
it had
one?
Gone. I don't remember which one. It's the only one.
Let's just pretend it was wine-based.
Okay.
Let's pretend it was Pesuvio.
You dumped a bottle?
I know you find that hard to believe.
I have dumped numerous bottles of vermouth and Amaro that, you know, it's usually like dry vermouth is something that we often dump. We don't sell enough dry martinis. Speaking of dry martinis, another trend for you for 2026 is going to be the dirty martinis are coming back. Espresso martinis are falling off.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dirty martinis are coming, and
do you undress them or something?
Well, dirty martinis is made with olive brines, like olive brine juice. So you have a martini, dry martini, martini, dirty martini, like very dirty, and then like slutty. So like people are like moving more and more and more towards that slutty range on their martini.
I find that hilarious.
So less vermouth, more olive brine, lot of garnish with different olives, and go from there. So
listener, right? I think they're being a little whimsical here as they send this. Get this un-American blasphemer off the radio. Bourbon will never die, LOL.
I don't think it's going to die. Yeah. If you go back to the 70s and 80s, nobody was drinking bourbon. It was everywhere. I don't think we're going back there. I think it's just less bourbon. Jim Beam just said that they are no longer producing bourbon. They've shut down their still. Because they have so much bourbon in back stock and so much bourbon in barrels, they're like, we don't want to produce and have all the extra bourbon, and they're paying taxes on bourbon in barrels. So they've stopped. They've taken a pause on producing. There's less people consuming. Plus, we have less. Some of our neighbors aren't drinking bourbon right now. Not our neighbors in the U.S., but our neighbors that board us. They're not drinking. It's not on the shelves.
A listener asks about the Vesper Martini.
Love the Vesper.
Vesper Martini. Yeah. Is that a special mix?
It's a call martini. It's made popular by James Bond.
Well, that's the other text that came in. 007 Martini.
Yeah.
Ooh, they write.
And the porn star martini is like very fruit forward.
I'm sorry. What was that last one?
Porn star martini. I don't understand what porn is, but I know it when I see it. But the
ask him.
George, do you have any?
insight into that for us?
I'm still back at the undressed drink.
Proving the point.
Proving the point. Yeah, there's a ton of martinis, but the dirty martini with the you know, you probably with gin or vodka will be the most called for martini. Mm-hmm. By the way, the dirty martini is also Courtney's least favorite martini to make.
I love
Bob. Really?
Cutler.
Yeah.
I really love this segment, and I to confess to you, I never in my entire 93 years have ever tasted a martini. I have no clue.
Cheers.
No.
Did you just say 93?
I think he's 94.
Because you're 94
now. Yeah, right.
We're losing count. We're going to have to cut off an arm and count the rings.
We got to do an abacus.
Bob Cutler is from Novio's Bistro in downtown Bangor. What's the website, by the way?
Noviosbistro.com. You can make reservations, check out our cocktail list or food menu. Come say hi. Open Monday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Noviosbistro.com.
Good food.
Man, next
Cheers,
time.
Thank you.
We'll talk again super soon.
Yeah, absolutely. God, whenever.
Fantastic. GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.